emotional journey to the championship.
Well, the energy levels are at an all-time maximum.
We get great crowds. Our fans are very, very passionate.
Our total athletic program is really, really up to par with some of the best programs in the nation.
You're now listening to the Ultimate Fan Show.
We got Steve.
Welcome to the Ultimate Fan Show. My name is Tigridge. I will be your host. Today is September 16th, 2014. On the Ultimate Fan Show, we want to bring you comprehensive University of Louisville coverage. We want to scour the internet, bring you all the breaking latest news, and we want to give you a little bit of humor along the way. If you can hear the madness over the microphone, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Ronnie Redd. And
I ain't going to lie, I'm a little ticked off. Well, actually, I ain't a little, I'm a lot of ticked off.
If you haven't heard yet, Card fans, Antonio Blakeney decommitted last night. They say it's a shoe deal type of thing. I think all those U of L fans know it's a little bit more than a shoe deal. Now Louisville's still in the recruitment. Louisville's still there, but it is still Louisville, and it is still LSU, and it is Kentucky.
And Missouri and Oregon.
Are they both? We'll see. Yeah. And all Nike schools except
for... All Nike schools.
All right, so that's the deal. So he's a Nike guy. He plays for a Nike AAU team. And he wants to get paid, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the story. So if you see in about a week that Blakeney commits to the University of Kentucky, I think you can pretty much make your own assumptions on why. Rick Pitino hadn't left. Assistant coaches hadn't left. They haven't added any new players. Nothing has changed when the kid came out and said, look, Louisville's where I want to go. Louisville's where I want to be. I've wanted to commit for 2 months. Now all of a sudden, somebody's in his ear. It seems pretty obvious to me, fellas.
He won't commit within a week, though. It'll be in the springtime.
Well, the thing is, I wish him the best wherever he chooses to go. And it's like Bobby Petrino, we're going to add some stars if you come to us. What? How many stars was Russ Smith when he came in? When he came in.
Two-star
national championship, going and playing in the NBA, being a big man. We don't need talent. We got the best coach in the entire universe.
But wait.
You know what they call me? The magician. Cal the magician.
Wait a second. Oh, God. I'm not listening to that. Because the magician ain't doing nothing but giving him 1 year to do something and then disappear. And if he doesn't have talent, he ain't got nothing.
Cal may have called him and told him.
The biggest thing is you got to take responsibility. Less minutes. Sub yourself. Get yourself out of games.
He may have said, hey, man, just sub yourself in and out. We'll pay you. Come to the Cats.
Choose one thing and choose one thing only and choose the better fan base, choose the better coach, choose the better program. Wherever you want to go, go. I support you in any endeavors you want to go about, but I don't know what that word means. So do it, man. Do it. But I tell you what, you're going to be a better player, a better person, and a better man if you come to University of Louisville. And you ain't going to be nothing other than a stepping stone at the University of Kentucky.
Well, he'll get to hang out with Drake. That's pretty cool, right?
Drake. Who is Drake?
Some famous guy, supposedly.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the deal. I mean, they are – tradition is out the window. So if I'm a UK fan that's paid all my money, and it's all about tradition to me, tradition's gone. When the best day in the history of your program is when six recruits go in the first round, come on. I mean, it's just – it's getting ridiculous.
Well, when you're giving rappers rings, I mean, that's just over the top.
Absolutely. All right, so on to more bad news. We're going to recap the U of L Virginia loss. Obviously, guys, not cool. I felt like we gave this one away. I've heard a lot of talk on, hey, Virginia is – they're good. They got a good recruiting class. I know their D was good, but, guys, that team was 2-10 last year. They haven't beat a Division I team in 13 games. I don't know. Ronnie?
I got not one, not two, but multiple things to say. Because, you know what? I can take a loss. I can even take a beat down, but I ain't gonna sit here and take cheatery to the face. And that is exactly what happened last Saturday. It was 11 of our good players against 11 men in uniform and three others dressing up like zebras, telling us what we can and cannot do based on their bets in Vegas. It ain't fair 1 second. And I'll quote the great John F. Kennedy when I say, the pen is mightier than the sword. And I don't have any idea what that means, but my grade school teacher taught me that that means you should write to people. So let me reach out to the University of Louisville Nation when I say you should write to everyone, right to the Congress, right to the governor. I've already written to him twice, haven't heard anything back. Right to the Senate, right to the president himself, if he's not on some lavish vacation at a golf resort, and tell them we got cheated. We did not deserve that complete and utterly disgusting referee job that they gave us. And we need to tell them that they need to reschedule that game in each and every way on a Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day it might be. But that game should not count because it literally was 15 people on the field against our 11. It's not fair.
Ronnie, how was...
It's not fair. I'm not happy about this.
Explain to me how they were cheated. I don't quite understand.
What do you mean?
That.
You saw the game. I the only people game. That didn't see the game were the referees.
Well,
I didn't know if they were sitting there watching some other game or just sitting there collecting on the agencies with other gambling, other people's bookies, this, that, and the other. It's cheatery. I won't take it. Write to your governor and tell him you need your University of Louisville schedule back because we need to reschedule that game. It's not fair.
Cheatery. I like that's a new Ronnie Red. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our website is up at ufshow.com. Here soon, we're going to have a Ronnie Red dictionary. Cheatery is going to have to certainly be one of those words. But right now, you can check out different blog posts. Actually, I have a blog post up right now about my feelings on Charlie Strong and his future at the Texas Longhorns. But let's get back to the Virginia game. So the first drive, they looked great. Now, obviously, that's Bobby Petrino's MO. He scripts the first drive. The players know that they're going to score. It's just a confidence thing. They went down, and it looked amazing. And then after that, Will Gardner, he just – what was the turnovers, Brad?
He had two interceptions.
And so that makes it how many for the year?
Five total.
See, I mean, that's just – in three games, that's a problem. So now, if you want to know my personal opinion, now, Reggie Bonifant's dad passed away yesterday. We want to send our condolences. But I think that Reggie Bonifant should be our quarterback. As you've heard me say, I do not think Will Gardner is the quarterback for this team. I don't think he's going to lead us to wins. I would rather live or die with Reggie Bonifant and see what he can do for us.
Well, at 6'5", you'd think he wouldn't throw the ball into the defensive line every possession. I mean, he had seven batted balls. That's terrible.
It's my quarterback.
I mean, he did have seven batted balls. I mean, it's the guy's 6'5". I don't know if it's a release thing. I don't know if he's just not seeing them. I do know the guy didn't rush. So he would just step back, and he was just playing basketball defense, really.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can sit here and we can flip coins and we can argue about who our leader should be. And I ain't going to sit here and tell you that I know that because it's up to them on the practice field to preach to us on who should be leading this field. But I tell you one thing, what I have learned, and I'll give you all a history lesson. America is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And if you disagree with me, you're either ignorant or you're communist. So go do that thing elsewhere. But we as a country have never, ever lost a war in anything. But let me remind you, we've lost a couple battles. Here and there, this and that. But I'll tell you what, we may have gotten kamikaze'd, attacked by the zebra-striped referees on Saturday, but that doesn't mean we're going to pack our tails between our legs and head home and say it was a good time. No, we're going to stand and we're going to fight and we're going to work as a team, as a nation, as a family. family to discover greatness. I will make sure that the governor reschedules that Virginia game because of the referees. And I will make sure that we as a team will have the opportunity to succeed. But don't start giving up Card Nation, because here's the deal. Yes, we got screwed. It stinks. We lost. It's not a good thing, but we're still here to stay, and we're still here to win, and we can still have an undefeated season.
It's war. They don't give a freaking, you know what, about you. They will kill you.
All right, so James Quick, ladies and gentlemen, James Quick.
Marijuana's bad.
He obviously had a chance. He had a great game. He had a chance to potentially catch that punt, and that game's over. So if you think about it, that all he's got to do is not muff that punt, and Louisville wins. So as bad as they played, and as good as people want to say Virginia's defense actually is, they still should have won the game if Quick just catches that one little punt. Now, I am not sold on James Quick being our answer for Parker. Obviously, if Parker plays, if Dyer plays, I think that game's a different story. We need our playmakers out there on the field. The word is that Parker's healing quickly and that he should be back within the 6 month or the 6 week period. I hope so, because we need him horribly, because we do not have a downfield threat.
Well, the deal there is James Quick is a great athlete. He's a great person. He's a local talent, and we love him to death.
Marijuana's bad.
Well, you know, we all make mistakes. I've made a couple in my life, and guess what? He's here to stay. He's going to be here for 4 years, and he'll be playing on your fantasy team here in 2000, whatever 14 plus 4 is. So go ahead and love him and accept him and bring him in, because he's going to give you some good things.
I agree with you. Now, Brad, do you feel like that the coaching staff is probably more to blame for this loss than anything?
Kind of. I mean, we had a ton of penalties. Penalties really killed us. And, you know, in a way, though, I'm going to blame a lot of it on Gardner. I hate to do that, but he just looked terrible. He went, when you go 14 to 34, that's pretty bad. That's not even 50%.
No, I'm going to contradict what I said earlier. So Gardner didn't play the third quarter, right? I think Bonifin played the entire third quarter. They had negative 4 yards in the third quarter.
Yeah, he wasn't throwing against 11 players, though. He's throwing against 14.
Well,
I mean, you're playing against a yellow flag. I mean, you're getting cheated. You're sitting here playing cheaters, it's tough to beat them. And I promise you, if enough of my letters get through, we might have a chance to redo this
Ronnie
game.
Redd thinks that game should be replayed, ladies and gentlemen. He thinks they were cheated.
Al Gore got a recount. I should get a replay.
Yeah, well, it's potential. So the other things that I kind of felt like that Louisville certainly needs work on is field position. Obviously that their special teams are just terrible.
They are terrible.
We've got to learn how to give our offense a chance. I mean, how many times have we started within the 20 this year? It's ridiculous.
I heard a clip from Bobby P this week. He said, you got to win in three games, special teams, offense, and defense. You have to at least win two out of the three. And he said, we only won one out of the three, and that was in defense.
Right. So, any positives to take away from this game, guys? Is there anything that we can kind of build on? Is it a good thing we lost? Is it kind of a wake-up call? Obviously, it's the first time the team had traveled with Petrino. I'm sure they're getting used to whatever. There's a bunch of different nuances when you travel, whether or not you can leave the hotel room, whether or not you can – who you stay with. There's all these little things that can affect the team, and I certainly think that this team – needs some time adjusting to Petrino's way, to how he does things, and hopefully next time against FIU will be a good test.
I still think our defense looked really well. I mean, if you think about it, they went on the
road. Holloman showed up finally. Yeah. I mean, being a big 4-star recruit, he had a couple interceptions. That kid finally kind of living up to his potential.
Well, being on the road, I mean, I think they came to play ball, and they did just that.
Let me ask y'all something. You ever been on a hunt?
I have.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You ever go on a hunt and you didn't get anything, everybody else out there got something. It makes you feel pretty bad, doesn't it? It makes you sit there and say, you know what, maybe I should shoot a couple more shells next time. Maybe I should get in front of the guy sitting there trying to take all the publicity, trying to take all the birds, rabbits, deers, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. That's the positivity that we as a nation and as a school should take out of this. We should say, you know what, we didn't get our kill. We didn't get our hunt. We need to be a little more ammunition ready for the next game. We need to shoot 1, 2, 3, maybe even 15 times a second next time. We're not going to bring some stupid BB gun to the hunt. We're going to bring a shotgun. So here's what it is. It's us against them. They want to cheat. They want to say that we ain't got nothing. They want to say this, that, and the other. That's fine. We don't get to replay them. That's fine. We'll still have another, what's 12 minus 1? Another lot of games to make up for it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a new segment that we're going to do every show. This is called Ronnie Red's L Yes or L Nah. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask Ronnie 5 or 6 questions every week, and Ronnie's going to give us his L yes or L no to each question. All right, Ronnie, here's your first question. So UK obviously played Florida tough. Now Florida did make it 28 straight, but has Stoops turned things around in Lexington?
I think every single one of our listeners out there thinks what I'm going to say is say L no. But you know what? I'm going to look at it optimistically, and I'm going to say L yeah for Stoops. Because I tell you what, I was in public. I was listening and watching to the game with a bunch of blue T-shirts around me. And I tell you what, it was beautiful seeing all those Cats fans out there. Oh my God, we're gonna do it. We're making history. First time in 27 years. This is great. Oh, wait a second. Welcome to reality. You still suck, you idiots. Ha, 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 ha. You can't beat anyone. We haven't lost to them in 27 years, and you can't beat them in 27 years. This is the state of Kentucky, and we own it. It's great. It's great. I tell you what. L.
So L
yeah,
yes.
For that one. L yeah. L yeah. Right. L yeah for that one.
All right. So Charlie Strong, and if you want, you can go on our website at ufshow.com. You can read an article I just put up on how I feel like Charlie Strong's probably one and done at Texas. But so Charlie Strong, he's had a rough go his first few games. Is he going to be successful at Texas?
I'm going to give you an L maybe, because L maybe. I think he's got the talent.
A lot of times we think that grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah, no, I think he's got the talent. They won't give it to him. They sit there, they're all spoiled. We need Alexis for our birthday and not this, that, and the other. Whatever you want to take, whatever you want to say. Who are you going to hire in front of? Who are you going to? Okay, fire Charlie. Who are you going to hire? Nobody wants to go to Texas. You get a one-year job, and all of a sudden, you don't go undefeated. You're gone. No. Keep them. You win some. Lose them. You're done.
All right. So, next question. So, that is what? An L maybe?
L maybe.
All right. So, next question. Obviously, Louisville lost to Virginia. So, they have a few winnable games, and then their slate gets really tough. Is Louisville going to win more than 6 games this year?
I honestly don't know how to respond to that. Are you asking me, are we going to win 6 games in 6 games? Because I think if we reschedule the Virginia game, we'll win 6-6.
Okay.
If you're asking me if we're winning 6 in the season, that just offends me. Because I tell you what, the only game we're losing is Virginia, and that's if my letter doesn't get to the Senate. So I think we go undefeated still. I think, honestly, if you realize and look at that game that we had this Saturday, we go undefeated this game.
All right. I like it. Okay, so if you watch the UK game, you saw that there was a field goal late in the fourth quarter that actually tied the game at 20-20. Now, this ball was completely out of the field goal, had no business going in, and a gust of wind came and knocked it through the field goal to make it 20-20, tie UK Florida. Did God want UK to win?
We watch out for all our peoples, whether they be disgusting, stupid, or redneck, or whatever you may be. We love everyone, and, you know, even though I might say some bad things, they're very stupid people, and they're very, 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 very terrible at everything they do. But in the light of world peace, I'm a little bit laid off on this fact that, you know, they might, you know, we'll show them love. That's fine. They got a field goal. That's great. Guess what? You still lost, you stupid idiots. You still lost the game. You got the field goal. That's great. Great for the field goal kicker. Good for him. You still can't beat them. So 28 years?
28 years. So is that an L yes or an L no that God wanted the UK to win?
I don't know. I'm not up here going to tell you who's sitting here going to say this, that, or the other. All I'm saying is good for y'all. Y'all made a field goal that made you lose the game. You still stink.
All right. So UK decided to add a DJ to their student section. Obviously, Louisville's had a DJ for the last couple of years. It was something they kind of pioneered. Is UK copying off of U of L?
Let me take a deep breath here, because I tell you what. They've been copying off of us for so many years, being the little brother. But here's the deal. It's not them trying to copy off of us. It's them sitting there saying, oh, darn, we stink at everything. How are we going to keep fans in the game? And I'll tell you what, next year they might have a hula hoop contest. They might even have to build a Ferris wheel to keep fans in the game. They might even have a limbo. Whatever it is, it's just going to be some hoopla, hoopla, hoopla sitting around trying to have a good time to try to take away from the fact that you stink at your sport. So no one's there to watch the game. They're there now to do the hoopla ha, and that's great. Great for you. You still aren't gonna do nothing. You're not gonna have a game in December or January when we're playing for championships. So enjoy your hoopla, hoopla, hoopla and your Ferris wheel, your merry-go-round. It might as well just be a connection to amusement park, because that's the only way you could get fans in the game, because you ain't nothing but nothing.
I guess that's
an L, yeah. That's an L, yes. There you go. I guess. All right. So Adrian Peterson is in the news this week for child abuse charges because he was whooping his child with a switch. L, yes or L, no, Ronnie? You agree or disagree?
Well, I'm going to be serious for a second. That's disgusting. I mean, with all seriousness, there's nothing on planet Earth more. And we talked about Ray Weiss last weekend, you know. There's nothing on planet Earth that disgusts me more or as much as UK fans than abuse of women and children. And that's gross, and we will not stand for it. So I won't touch that.
Won't touch it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Roddy Reds. L yes or L no. Again, we're going to do this every week, 5 or 6 questions. We'll get Roddy Reds' opinion. All right. So speaking of that, we had an email. I'm going to go ahead and just read you this email. So Here it goes. Long-time listener, first-time emailer, Larry here with a quick question. Word on the street is that Ronnie Red is a fraud. Not only is his redneck accent fake, but he graduated from a private school and he drives a Prius, not a truck. Not only that, but he had a brief stint as a student at the University of Kentucky. Is this true? Please say it ain't so. Your friend Larry.
Let me tell you something, Teague. I'm holding back a lot of words that I shouldn't say on public air. But the thing about it is when you wear it on your sleeves, you might get a lot of haters out there. And usually haters come with blue blood. So I'll tell you what, I'm not going to sit here and defend myself for something that some stupid UK fan said. I simply emailed that stupid, ignorant, non-internet using, probably coming from the public library email that we got. And I said, you know what? Why don't you call us during our podcast and you explain to me, to Cardinal Nation, how you feel about us or how you feel about my authenticity towards the Cards? Because honestly, it's all lies, and that's all Kentucky does. So go ahead, call us. And so, that's what I've asked to do.
So Larry,
who was talking about you?
We have invited you to call the show, and we told you to call at 6 o'clock. We're still waiting on Larry's call.
What time is it? Tim?
Well, we're about 15 minutes past now.
Oh, little kitty cat scared to call.
So we'll see if Larry's...
We've had call waiting going on for quite some time. And what do you know? Typical Cats fan, all talk, no show. Right, so go ahead and talk about us without bringing the back.
So Larry had his opportunity, but we're going to, we'll see. Maybe he called. We're going to go ahead and we're going to move on. We've got another new segment here we're going to do every week. And this is called the U of L Recruiting News. So we're going to let Brad break down whatever's new in our recruiting on the internet, whatever we can find, new commits, decommits. All right, Brad, what we got?
Well, let's not talk about that decommit anymore. We already touched bases. Let's get to some good news. So today we got a commit from a lady named Samantha Fearing. She's a 6'3 forward. She is from New Jersey. She's the number 26 player in the class of 2015.
So Walls is just killing it. Who you rolling with is what I want to know. Who you rolling with? Jeff Walls got some swag. I love that guy.
Yeah, so we now have players ranked number 1, 12.
How about Jeff Walls replacing Patino?
No. Never. What were you thinking? Come on now. So he
I'm just
now,
saying when Patino retires. But never
maybe after retirement, but not anytime soon. So we now have the number 1, 12, 14, 26, and 27th player in that class, and we still have a spot for one more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Larry did call. So Ronnie just called him a scared little kitty cat. But we've got Larry on the
phone.
Light. Larry, we appreciate you calling.
Can I speak to the one they call Ronnie Red?
Hey, he's on the line.
Who is this?
This is Larry.
Oh, let me ask you something, Larry. You been born stupid or you been becoming stupid throughout your entire life?
Oh, I'm the stupid one.
Yeah, you are, because you're the Cats fan. What you got on me, huh? You want to bring it to the nation? You want to bring it to us? Come on, what you got?
Geez, sounds like you can't even read. This is embarrassing. I mean, is this a joke?
Can't even read. I'll show you read. What you telling me that I can't read for? Because I'm sitting here, I'm telling you, I'm reading the rankings, and you are way too far down on that stat list to be able to get to. So you tell me who
rankings.
Can read.
So, the rankings after losing to Virginia. Check that out again. That's a joke. And when's the last time they won an AC, or should I call it AAC? I don't even know what league y'all are in. When's the last time they even won a game in the AAC?
You come and come to me talking about who we lose to when you're going on winning two games a season, going down to the We Play Music Bowl in Nashville, having a fun time playing some stupid IIC double do T95 team from who gives a darn school of nothing. You ain't got nothing. What you got on me? I'm wanting to talk about.
I got something on you.
I want to talk about this email.
You read my email. If you can read, I sent in my email saying that you're a total fraud. Sounds like you. I got word on the street you went to private school. You played soccer. Guy named Greg Lucas.
Listen here, man. Let me be honest with you. I don't know what you're talking about private part school. Quite frankly, I think it's weird and disgusting. I wouldn't put that past a Cats fan sitting here talking
here
about private part
here
school.
Here we go.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're sitting here talking about higher education, we're not the Slacking in Education Conference, the SEC. We're sitting over here. We're dominating in the education department. We got teams like Wake Forest, Virginia, Notre Dame. We have prestigious education facilities that are on par with the Ivory Leagues. And you're sitting over here talking about education.
How many chicks you pick up with that Toyota Prius you drive?
Oh,
Ronnie
now you're
Red.
Picking on my car. Oh, how bad. That's a typical Cats fan making stuff up. Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. I ain't drive a Prius. You know why? It ain't American. I only drive American. I bleed red, white, and blue. I ain't like a stupid UK fan that only bleeds blue. How do you even bleed blue only? You're stupid. You're sitting over here coming from Lexington talking about
what you all got.
You ain't got no facilities. Even outside of the sports spectrum, what's y'all's horse racing track look like? It's some piece of dump outhouse in the middle of some farmer redneck's backyard. Can't even host a real race. While we're sitting here, the host of the Kentucky Derby, the most prestigious race of all time. What you got? What you got? Tell me, and one more problem you got with me or my school, because you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing.
With all that money you're saving on that gas from driving that Prius, why don't you invest in some freaking education?
Talk about gas. I don't know if you're farting or speaking because I hear words, but I smell BS. And if you want to talk education, you want to talk real smarts, yo hablo espanolo, brother. I speak two languages if you really want to battle. Los gatos es terrible. I am smarter than you because I'm a Cards fan and you ain't nothing but a good for nothing country hick toothless.
Oh, gross, here we go. Make fun of me. I'm from the country. Sounds like you're from the city. Yeah. You claim that's a real accent. I'm going to start calling you Mr. Belvedere, Mr. Private School.
Belvedere? I don't even know what that means, but I do know one thing. You ain't nothing but a stupid good for nothing, got nothing time on his hands caller that ain't got nothing to say but hate, and you ain't got nothing to say to us.
Since you're so educated, Mr. Optimistical, yeah, I saw your YouTube video. Yeah, it doesn't sound set up to me, does it? Yeah, Optimistical, how educated, if that is real, how educated can you be to think that's a real word? Well, that's unbelievable.
You talk about setup. How about your stupid recruiting class coming into University of Kentucky? What you got on Kentucky? Why don't you shut up? Because I'll tell you one thing right now. You ain't got nothing on us. You want to sit here and you want to talk about this, that, and the other, but we have dominated you in the football and basketball team for the past 10 years. So what you got?
More championships in football and basketball.
Oh,
you want to
talk about something that happened in the 1940s. Let me ask you something stupid. You know what happened on October 15th, 1936? I don't either. Who cares? It was 50 years ago, you stupid dummy. Who cares about talking about things that happened that long ago? And that's all Cat's saying do. Why don't you? I'm done with him. Hang up on him.
Larry, let me ask you a question, Larry.
He
doesn't know how to answer.
Has Stoops turned this thing around in Lexington? Do you feel like Stoops is going to win?
Stoops, heck yeah, I think Stoops is going to win. You saw Florida 28 years, whatever. I mean, we put up a heck of a game.
Better
you
make
know
it
what?
29,
is,
dummy.
Why don't you meet me somewhere, Ronnie Red?
Oh, you want to meet? You calling me out?
Ronnie,
you
want to
see country? I'll show you country. Why don't you come to the U of L versus U of K game at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, and I'll show you real, because I am real. And if you are wondering how I'm going to find you, I'll probably just sniff out the stupidest person in the entire city that day, and it's going to be you, Mr. Larry Dummy. What you got on our football team? Tell me one thing you got on our football team in your life.
Let's see. I mean, what about Tim Couch?
Oh, Tim Couch. There they go, talking about Tim Couch. Let me tell you something about Tim Couch. No leadership, didn't have nothing. Who was his coach? Is he part of the How Dummy days? I tell you what, the only person more ignorant than Mark Stupid is gotta be Hal Dummy. So why don't you go and talk about the Tim Couch days when you were 2 years old sitting on your grandpa's lap watching UK do something in a conference that means nothing, winning a bunch of dummy doo-doo pants.
Let me guess where Blakeney's going after he decommitted.
Well,
go figure.
Well, that's the thing. So do you think, I mean, you can't honestly think that Calipari is doing this legit. Come on, Larry. Tell me. You can't be.
Oh, who's is this? Teague?
This is Teague.
Yeah, I've been listening to the podcast. First off,
good. I'm glad.
I'm glad you can hear English. You stupid idiot.
Oh, here we go. Here we go from the peanut gallery. This is hilarious.
I'm not coming from
Adolf
peanut.
Frederick Rupp would roll over in his grave.
Oh, there he goes again, talking about the 30s and 40s. Welcome to reality. This is the 2010s. You stupid idiot. Stupid, stupid. You're dummy. You're stupid. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, you idiot. You're dumb. Yeah, huh. There he goes. Oh, you ain't got nothing to say now,
you know
huh,
what?
Do
I'm
you?
Done. I'm done with this.
Yeah, you are done. No, you're not done. You're done. You ain't done.
Ronnie
you're done.
Red, meet me at the game.
I'll meet you in the parking lot, green lot. I'll see you there.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, you will, stupid.
Oh, yeah. Meet me at the
game. Oh, yeah, shut up. Why don't you shut up?
You know what? All this trash talk about Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops will whoop your ass just like I will.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry, for the call. We appreciate all of our Cats fans listening to our podcast. We appreciate the call. Ronnie, a little steamed here, but.
Well, I don't appreciate nothing. Sitting over here talking, you know, get me all riled up. And
that's
all right. There's nothing that you have anything to say to me that would offend me in any way because you ain't nothing but a little brother.
All right. So. We're going to get into a little bit of an ACC roundup, what happened this past week in the ACC conference. Boston College put a beat down, well, only a six-point win, but they had 452 yards rushing against the number nine team in the country, USC. That's pretty awesome. You know, hey, look, I've never rooted for these ACC teams like Wake Forest, Boston College. I'm starting to follow these teams now. I'm starting to root for them a little bit. What else we got? So Miami beat Arkansas State 41-20. Pitt beat FIU 42-25. We play FIU next week.
That's correct.
And Louisville did beat FIU 72-0 last year, so hopefully they build on that. Virginia Tech's coming off beating Ohio State. They got beat by Eastern Carolina. Go figure. 28-21. Georgia Tech barely beats in-town rival Georgia Southern 42-38. And Wake Forest got beat by Utah State, 36-24. Wake Forest better be a cream puff win for us.
I hope so.
Gosh, that's another one the Luke Cards better put a beat down on. And then NC State beat UofL's old conference mate, Southern Florida, 49-17.
South Florida, sorry.
And then Duke beat Kansas, 41-3.
Man, when's Charlie Weiss going to get fired at Kansas?
No joke.
He's been terrible.
I mean, you know, what about that guy, period?
Yeah, Notre Dame, he crashed that program, went to Florida for a little while, and didn't do well there.
He's almost as bad as Stoops.
Yeah, he's not doing anything there now. All right, so, again, you guys hear me harp on Charlie Strong. Like I said, you can go to our website, ufshow.com, and read the article I put up. But I want to hit on some of these highlights really quick. So, Mack Brown gets fired at Texas for going 8-5. They lost to four ranked teams and BYU. They had the 24th rated recruiting class that year, but in 2010, they were ranked third. 2011, they were ranked second. 2012, I think they were ranked second. My numbers may be a little bit off, but the point is Charlie Strong better go in and make something happen now? I'm afraid that he goes and he loses to all the ranked teams. So if he finishes, what? 6-5, 6-6, whatever it is, 6-7, he's gone. I mean, he's gonna turn the new phrase for one and done for being a negative thing coaching wise. I mean, I'm afraid Charlie Strong may be one and done. He's gonna be thinking that grass is greener quote. He's gonna be thinking that a little bit longer.
Let me tell you something. What I think about Texas. Texas to me is like that 40-year-old woman sitting at the country club with tatas that happen to be paid for by the hospital, and a couple facelifts that make her maybe look a little prettier. And then all of a sudden, at age 50, everyone's like, "Who wants to touch that? She's gonna sit around and just." Try to get the bigger, better deal after a year. What is her bigger, better deal? Maybe 20 years ago she had bigger, better deals, but she ain't got nothing now except for nothing besides who is the scraps. Now I can see Texas is that 50-year-old, way too much plastic surgery woman sitting around the country club saying, "I done run out of men. I done run out of everything. I got nothing." And sitting around. And Charlie Strong's your only hope, so you know what? Hang on to him. Hang on to him.
No, you know what that is? That's horror awful. That's horrible and awful mixed together. Right. Horror awful.
So if Florida fires Muschamp this year, which, good grief, that guy's done absolutely nothing, do they come calling Charlie Strong?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, they're going to make that phone call.
You think they make that phone call? Let's say Texas, they just struggle all year long, and Charlie Strong doesn't get it done.
After they saw that Sugar Bowl, I think they make that phone call.
Hey, that's a really good point, because he came and just put a beat down on the Gators.
You know, Charlie doesn't fit in Texas. He's a Florida guy.
The
guys he recruits are from Florida.
Yep.
Always.
It's a different style.
It's a different style, different type of player. You know, he's just not – Texas is not his fit. You know, looking back at those recruiting classes from Texas, they had 39 four-stars on that team. 39 four-stars.
And 9 five-stars.
You know how many we had?
4. Nine in that same period.
Yep.
9. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's not going into the cupboard bare type deal. He had some talent at Texas.
Oh,
he
yeah.
has talent. Now, look, so if you lose Dyer, you lose Parker, all right, I can see how you lose for Virginia or for Louisville because you're just not deep talent-wise like a Texas is. You can suspend some players. You can lose some players injury like Texas has, and still you should be able to compete with that type of recruits on campus.
Oh, without a doubt. Especially the teams like BYU. I mean, UCLA, I could maybe understand because they are a pretty good team, but BYU, they should.
And BYU just drug them.
Yeah, they should have at least been in the game. I'm not saying win, but at least hung in there.
So Louisville plays FIU this Saturday at 3:30. We mentioned it earlier. They beat FIU 72-0 last year. FIU is in the Conference USA. So their first two games, they lost to Bethune-Cookman. They beat Wagner. Yes, please.
Bethune-Cookman.
Right.
Is that a culinary school?
Yeah, who knows?
What are they teaching over there?
Who?
Bethune-Cookman.
Who knows?
And they lost to him. And now we get to play him. This is going to be quite fun.
Well, and then they lost to Pitt 42-25.
Well, that culinary Bethune-Cookman school is going to get a sizzling from the cards, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, they did beat Wagner, though.
They did beat Wagner.
Isn't that a high school?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it is. Right? Yeah, it's a good high school. So let's do predictions. Again, if you're a betting man, you got to listen to Brad. He's normally pretty on it.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to go, they played 42-25 with Pitt. I'm going to say 56-10.
I'm going to go 45-7 and hope that it's better than that. I hope we score more points than that. Come on, it's Bobby Petrino. The one thing we all expected Bobby Petrino to do is put points on the board, not lose to Virginia. Now, only 3 times in Bobby Petrino's history at U of L has he scored under 21 points. So it's got to be something to do with the kids getting used to the traveling and everything else. So, again, my prediction for FIU is 45-7. Ronnie Redd?
Depends on who the referees are. If they have those stupid blind zebras in the corner that we had in the Virginia game, we might, you know, only win by 55, 60 points. But if it's 11 versus 11, a fair game, I'm saying 120-10.
120-10. I like it. Now, guys, should I take it? Larry's calling back. Do we take the call? Ronnie, do you want to take it?
Take it. Because I got a couple things I need to say to this guy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go a little long because we're going to take another call from Larry. So hang on. All right, Larry, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I wasn't done yet.
All right, Larry, go right ahead. Ronnie's here.
I asked him a question earlier. He didn't answer.
What's your
question? I asked him what his favorite number was.
Let me ask you a question.
And he didn't answer. And I answered my number, and it was 8.
Why is your number? Oh, there you go.
Oh,
talking
yeah, go
about
figure.
The past.
Yeah, you didn't
Let
know.
Let me tell you something, Larry, while you're sitting there driving in what is probably your house, you stupid mobile home.
Oh, I'm
trailer,
sorry. I'm a hard-working blue-collar man. I got to work.
Toothless, disgusting, dip-spitting redneck. Let me tell you something. You sit there and talk about national championships that happens in the 30s. Well, you know what? We got better all-around sports teams. We got better students. We got better facilities. We got classier fans. We got better coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got the
Sounds
better
like
conference.
Sounds real
We
classy.
Got the better everything. And I tell you what, you sit there, what do you got? What do you got? Because we got,
I got eight.
You got eight. You got eight. Well,
apparently that doesn't count. Neither does all the World Wars.
Well,
yeah, ask Mussolini if the World Wars count.
Well, let me quote my all-time favorite smart man, Alvin Einstein, when he said, Basketball is exciting, but it ain't gonna change the world. And this is a man that taught the world that E equals MC2. And I was never good at incorporating letters into mathematical equations. But I tell you what, I've been told that that changed the world forever. And that comes from a man that was educationally higher than your stupid SEC and your stupid 1940 national championships. We're a part of something bigger. We're winning in football. We're winning in education. We're winning in books. We're winning in we're winning in everything. And all you stupid, disgusting, tobacco-sucking dummies can talk about is some championship you won with Adolph Rupp back in the 19. Who cares?
Oh, you gonna bring Adolf Frederick Rupp into this?
Yeah, I'm bringing him up because that's all you can talk about.
College basketball.
And how old were you? How old were you then?
Okay.
You ain't worth nothing, but your grandpappy's nothing at that point. Why don't you tell me how you feel about other things other than 1940?
John Calipari on there, too.
John Calipari, Mr. Pay the Players. That's great. Put him up there.
Here we go.
And then, you know what? And you all talk about that national championship you won. When Jack Calipari puts a banner up in the rafters, it's got to be up there for 10 years before you can actually count it. So that last one that y'all got in New Orleans, that don't mean nothing. That's about as concrete as your house, you stupid idiot. You're dumb. You're dumb and you're stupid. You're very, very ignorant, and that makes you top of the notch of Cats fans because ignorant is a compliment to you stupid blue bloods. Why don't you stop calling and harassing a show that is tailgated towards legitimate people?
Because
fraudulent this, you stupid dummy.
You know what? I'm going to stop calling Ronnie.
Why don't you take your two teeth and stick them up your butthole because you ain't nothing but a 1930-loving dummy.
Did Greg Louganis play soccer or was he a swimmer?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he was a swimmer.
Go figure. I'm sorry. I got them mixed up.
Well, I don't know what he played, but I'll tell you one thing. What this guy plays.
He swims, too.
This guy plays.
I'm going to make him swim. If you meet me at the game, let me guess, you won't meet me.
Hey, listen, this is it. All right, so the Ultimate Fan Show is going to set this up. Larry,
set it up
versus Ronnie Red. What do y'all want? Boxing match, arm wrestling match? What are we going to do?
I don't wear gloves.
A beer drinking match. You guys, you drink beer?
I'll drink
beer.
I'll play him in anything. I'll play him in boxing. I'll play him in fighting. I'll play him in arm wrestling.
Like I said earlier.
I'm just trying to compete against him in something that ain't dip spitting and being stupid because that's all he got.
Here we go.
Sitting around talking about nothing but hanging out and kissing your cousins. That's all you're good at. Mr. Lexington. The competition is kissing sisters and cousins, and you might beat me. Other than that, you ain't got nothing.
Bring my sister into this.
Talk about 40s. Why don't you come and talk to me? You stupid, disgusting, gross, yellow tooth redneck.
Ultimate Fan Show. Larry, thank you for calling in, brother. We appreciate it.
No. Thank you. I'll be calling back.
I like it. Hey, that's all we got for the Ultimate Fan Show. You can check us out at ufshow.com. You can check us out on Twitter, Ultimate Fan Show. We appreciate Larry for calling in. Ronnie Red.
I ain't got nothing to say to that Larry guy. Stupid.